אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 400.
We're reading the article Peace and the World.
הלימוד מופיע באתר קבלה לעם kab.sion.il במערכת הערבות. יש יחוץ על הכפתור חומר לימוד בתפריט.
You can find the study materials on the Arvut system under study materials.
מאמר השלום בעולם רב.
Peace in the world.
כן, זה מאמר מאוד מיוחד.
Yeah, it's a very special article. Like all the articles of Baal Salam, what can you do? It's he writes about one thing, connection, how necessary it is for humanity, how the Creator is expecting this of us, and by that we're coming to the realization of our role, and it will raise us to adhesion and to the purpose of our creation. It's a special article.
We'll
sometimes repeat certain articles, certain portions of them, because we can't absorb them fully, correctly. But our advancement is good, very good even.
Peace in the world.
בשאלות הגורמים להיעדר שלום, הצעות מתקני עולם והעמדתן במבחן המציאות. התבוננות בטוב הנשען על חסד ואמת.
Scrutinies and inquiries concerning matters that cause absence of peace, suggestions of world reformers and testing them against reality, observing the good that is founded on mercy and truth, justice and peace. Rav, in our world, the ego is very smart because it knows how to get to a state of wholeness. Wholeness means we're all happy, we're all satisfied, we're all in a calm state, full, complete shalom, wholeness, peace is everything. The name of the Creator is peace, because the purpose of creation is the revelation of wholeness, something you can do only in the vessels of bestowal, where everyone will bestow to everyone else. In this way, we will come to wholeness, to peace. So how to get to peace in the world? World, olam, from the world ha'alama, concealment. And during the state of concealment, how do we get to wholeness? This is the purpose of our development. Let's go.
Chesed ve'emet nifgashu.
Mercy and truth met. Justice and peace kissed. Truth will spring forth from the earth, and justice was reflected from heaven. The Lord, too, will give the good, and our land will yield its crop.
That's how it's written in Psalms. And Baal Salam saw it as a sort of a special headline that includes everything he wants to say in it from Psalms.
Everything is evaluated not by its appearance at a given moment, but according to its level of development. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it, because any observation of the work,
we understand that the Creator, from its level of the good who does good, wholeness, in everything there is, we can't even imagine things in this way. From that level, He created the world in order to give us an opportunity to get to know the world, to understand it, so they brought us to the broken state where we are not like the world, and we see the world the way that we can perceive it, meaning each one flaws according to his own flaws. So as much as we see the world as disorganized and not good and not beautiful, it means that we ourselves are disorganized and uncorrected. So of course we have work to do here. Since all the corrections that we see the world is lacking, it's actually lacking inside of man, because we see from perception of reality that all of reality that I see before me, I see actually the upper light, wholeness and perfection, and anything I see in place of wholeness and perfection, all kinds of forms on top of the wholeness, deficiencies, I see it from within myself. That's why if I correct myself, I will once again see the white light filling all of reality. This is the process we have to go through. Let's continue.
So when I see horrible things in the world, rape, murder,
if you were corrected, you wouldn't see it and it wouldn't have happened before your eyes.
What am I supposed to tell myself when I see it? That it's me and me. I see falsely, they're complete. What?
That this is what your vessels are portraying for you in the world. Other than yourself, you have nothing to correct. If you were corrected, you'd have seen the good world, you would be in adhesion with the Creator.
And does it have a right to exist as is, or it needs correction?
No, it has a right to exist because it brings you to correction. What is he saying? Everything in reality, I'm repeating what you read, everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We want to say, no, it should not exist. We erase it. No. We must only mend and reform it because mend and reform it. Meaning you have to correct yourself until you will see peace in the world.
Suppose I see horrors now in the ongoing war. What does a Kabbalist see instead?
He also sees this because he's connected to what everyone else is seeing. And even more than that. But he also sees the roots for what is happening.
Does he see it as something horrific? Does it shock him?
Of course, people are suffering. So, out of love for people, how can he not see it as horrific things? He suffers for the whole world. As much as you have greater vessels, you suffer for everyone.
And along with it, he sees the root and the peace.
Yeah. Yes, together with that, he sees the love of the Creator, who in this way he has no other choice, but that's how he has to be revealed to his created beings.
So where's the balance?
The Kabbalist includes in him all these forms, and he ties them to there's no one besides him, which is why inside of him he is in a certain point where he pulls, he wants to pull all those broken vessels into correction.
When does he stop feeling the horror and stay and is only in the sense of completeness?
When everyone gets there in the end of correction. Until then, there's no such thing as a Kabbalah saying, I corrected myself, goodbye, I'm going to heaven. It's the opposite. It's the other way around. He suffers more than others. It's like in our world, one who is higher, greater, is more responsible and has to suffer for everyone.
So great Kabbalists, like Baal HaSulam, for example, are still connected to the suffering of someone in the world?
Of course. They're in the same system as us. And they see our suffering the way a parent sees the suffering, God forbid, of his little child. Then he suffers more than the child.
Beseder. Kiev.
Okay, Kiev.
Да, вот то, что не нужно истреблять зло, а
that there's no need to eradicate the evil, but only to reform, correct it. But it also says that a doctor was given permission to cure. We want to get rid of an illness.
That too is correction. The doctor was given permission to heal is correction. You have to go to the doctor and pay him and worry about it and develop all the related medicine and we pay for it. This is our exertion by which we pay for the fact that we cannot live in a world that is all good. We must go through these corruptions and these diseases.
But
what's the difference between some kind of illness and the rest of the evil that's revealed?
There's no difference. There are only such corrections that we need to correct on the levels of still, vegetative, and animate. And that includes also medicine that we use to treat our animate body, including the still and vegetative in our body, of course.
And
that's why we need medicine. We pay for it. Pay meaning we exert. We put in the effort in order to make those corrections. The corrections on the levels of still, vegetative, and animate, they take place through our exertion in our world. Because our world is the still, vegetative, and animate. The speaking degree is already spirituality.
So what does it mean here? So that we don't need to eradicate the evil, but only reform or correct it.
But if we had an opportunity to erase this thing, then we should understand that we should not erase it, but only to correct it, bring it to the corrected state. That's it. And that's what we have to do. We're not erasing the bad, rather we're revealing the bad, and we correct it, and we turn the bad in this way into good. Because from the outset, the world is bad. I created the evil inclination. After the shattering of Adam HaRishon, everything is bad. So we can exist in it and gradually correct our vessels, the parts of Adam HaRishon, in order to bestow towards the good.
Gracias, Raúl. Muchas gracias. La pregunta cambió un poco con lo que usted le respondió a Rudy.
The question is,
dolor de la humanidad, nosotros, ¿cómo trabajamos ante esto que percibimos?
If tratamos de actuar como Kabbalists, always perceive reality in this way.
Para usarlo para corrección. Gracias, Raúl.
Miguel, I couldn't hear you well. I didn't understand you. Please repeat more clearly.
Claro, Rab. ¿Cómo actuamos ante este dolor de la humanidad? Si los cabalistas sufren por el dolor de la humanidad, nosotros.
How can we work in light of these things that are going on in humanity where Kabbalists suffer in order to do the work?
Tratamos de absorber ese dolor de lo que vemos.
Do we simply have to acknowledge that the Creator is good and benevolent, or do we need to fight to change things?
The Creator wants only one thing, that we would use Him in order to correct ourselves, and then we would come to a state like Him. That's what He wants. So He's giving all of Himself to our correction. So we need to reveal the corruption in us. This is a lack of connection. And demand the Creator to then appear in the lack of connection. And then the lack of connection becomes connection. And that's how we get from darkness to light. That's it.
¿Puedo preguntar algo?
Ten.
Can I ask?
Yes.
Si convertir lo malo en bueno, ¿cómo yo puedo determinar qué es bueno y es malo si yo también?
What does he mean by inverting the bad into good if I can't define what bad is because I'm immersed in it too?
You don't know what is good and what is bad. Oh, that's a problem. So they explain to you. If you're in a group, everything that is good for the friends is considered good for you. Everything that's bad for the friends is considered bad for you. That's it. So you have before you a clear form of what is good and what is bad. If you don't know what it is, ask the friends. Gather them. But ask them, tell me please, what is good and what is considered bad? So I will try to be in the good, to participate in the good, and I'll avoid the bad. Ask them, no problem whatsoever. Simply.
Sí, pero no me refería solamente con respecto al grupo, me refería también con respecto a la humanidad.
Yeah, I didn't mean only in relation to the group. I'm also talking about humanity.
No, we're not talking about humanity. Let's learn first, like small children. They first get to know their room, something that's close to them, then they go out and so on and so forth. First, get to know this inside the ten. Only when you work correctly in the ten, you're allowed to come out of the ten and think of the world. Otherwise, you'll be confused and only cause harm to yourself and to the world. First, you must correct himself in the ten.
Okay.
Здравствуйте. Такой вопрос, что вот каббалисту, когда раскрывается картина мира от края до края, и каббалист видит...
When a Kabbalist sees what goes on in the world,
he
sees the real picture of what goes on in the world.
Почему каббалист продолжает переживать за человечество, за исправление...
Where does a Kabbalist get his desire from? If one way or another, for the correction, for everything, if nonetheless, one way or another, the Creator, He governs everything, He's good and benevolent, why does a Kabbalist need to take care of the world?
Does the Creator suffer or not when the world is not corrected? Tell me.
From what we learn, the Creator wants to reveal Himself.
Nahon. אז האדם שרוצה להגיע לדבקות בבורא, הוא כל הזמן...
Right, so a person who wants to reach adhesion with the Creator, he tries to constantly measure to what extent he is together with the Creator in his attitude, in his view, in his feeling, and that's why he suffers even more. The suffering of the Kabbalist is greater than the suffering of an average person because his vessel is greater and he suffers from the lack of correction for all created beings.
Вот когда есть такое взаимовключение,
when there is kind of
то и вот он страдает страданиями.
When a Kabbalist is incorporated in the external vessels in that way, and he suffers from because the world's suffering, when he prays for the world because he's suffering, is that not egoistic?
You're correct for the time being, but when you rise to the degrees of bestowal, we'll talk. You'll see it's not exactly like that. But for the time being, you're correct.
Oh, יש לנו פיטי 19.
Oh, פיטי 19.
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב חברים. משפט מאוד קשה, במיוחד ליהודים. איך אפשר להגיע להסכמה של הרייך?
How is it possible to agree with the evil having a right to exist? It's terrible that the bad has the right to exist, especially we, the Jews, with everything that we went through throughout history. How is it possible to agree that the bad has a right to exist, evil?
Look, do you need to nevertheless say that you have a special role and you're chosen for this role from the times of ancient Babylon? And you accepted it and you said, we shall do and we shall hear later in the giving of the Torah. And there's an obligation on you to bring this method of connection all the way up to love to all the created beings. And if you're not doing it, then those forces of nature, generally referred to as the creator, obligate you to accelerate your work and to publicize this formula of all of reality, of all of nature. Publicize this formula for all the created beings so they would know why they suffer. Then you need to see that according to the suffering of the created beings, it's your fault. You're to blame for it. You sometimes hear that Jews are guilty of everything that's happening in the world. And between us, it's not correct?
Well,
I can't hear you.
Especially in relation to anti-Semitism.
This is the origin of anti-Semitism. That we have a role and we're not realizing it.
But every time you say that the Jews are to blame, why do you see only the Jews as the ones that are to blame?
Because they received the method, they had to realize the method, and to this day it is in their hands, and they grew lazy. And they don't realize it. They don't publicize it. They don't explain it. Ask yourself. Ask Bnei Baruch. Also us. Ourselves. As much as we obligate ourselves, as much as possible to publicize it, are we doing it 100% correctly?
So in your opinion, it's possible to make it so that there will be no anti-Semitism in the world?
When the whole world finds out why we exist and why it looks at us, when they will know about all those states, there will be no problems. But I'm not looking at the world from the point of view of the problems that I may or may not get. I'm looking at the world so I would know how it needs to exist. What does the world have to get to?
The fact that Jews were chosen to do this work, does it have a roof?
It's not Jews. Those who had, also today, those who have a tendency towards the correction of the world, those who are drawn towards correction, he needs to know that correction is done through connection. And if he's not working towards connection, he too is beginning to get punished because he's not carrying out the action of connection and of correction. We are all included in this world, more or less, each one according to his degree.
So just to see if I get it, if we connect between the tens, then anti-Semitism will simply disappear?
No, it's not enough connection between the tens.
Until we don't
Until we manage to reach all of humanity and explain to them the purpose of the existence of the world and men in this world and how we need to advance towards it and what's happening to us when we reach this goal and what's happening after the goal, beyond that. We need to talk about all those things and explain it to everyone.
So why is there this feeling that the more work we do, the stronger anti-Semitism becomes?
According to how much we still disregard our destiny, our work in this world. We need to be as the guides of humanity. There's no choice. And accordingly, you pay for not carrying out this role. And you cannot escape this role, you'll see. Over thousands of years, you corrupt this role, you do in place of this role, you do all these side actions of religion and all kinds of external wisdoms and whatnot, instead of realizing this role, pulling people towards connection.
Is it possible to really reach a state where there's no evil in the world?
Probably yes.
That's the end of correction.
Yes.
PT 24.
I'm very much confused. If you can please explain. Perception of reality is a part that really helps us in our work. It helps us to ask for a stronger connection. When I hear that, for example, 19 children were murdered in the U.S., so the way I grasp it, were I now in bestowal, then I wouldn't see it, because I understand from you, Kabbalists, that you say that there is no evil in the world, that they have eyes but do not see. And so the way I see it is that it's something that happens only in my perception, that 19 children were actually not murdered. So does it or doesn't it happen? Do I have to correct myself? And then it doesn't happen, only good things happen. How does it work?
I think we will continue to learn this article. Moti, I'm not answering you. I'm not answering your question because you can't explain it. You can't explain it. It's like a child asking about something that he doesn't understand, something that bothers him, and you can't explain to him. You have to wait until this child will acquire the wisdom, and then you can turn to the child with the wisdom that's in him. And then you'll be able to explain to him to be in partnership with him in analyzing and scrutinizing these cases and so on and so forth.
Does confusion help us? Even though that we don't need to exactly know what's going on.
It's not that you don't need to. You can't, because you're not corrected. You don't have enough vessels. What can you do? What can you do? We don't understand anything about our world. Nothing. Not life on this earth, and not on the earth, and not what around the earth. We understand nothing. You don't understand how the system is a billion times more complex and refined than what we can grasp and perceive. And everything that's happening is happening over the entire system. And we grasp a thing, a little thing here or there, and we ask about it. No, like little kids. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't come to explain to us what's happening in the world. It's coming to explain to us how do we need to change, so we'll have the vessels to discover the world and to understand it. but it's to the extent that we have vessels. We lack vessels to correctly relate to all of reality. You need vessels of bestowal. You understand, even vessels of reception you lack, because we have vessels of reception only in the degree of root. And to the extent that you acquire vessels of bestowal, you also get a desire on the level of Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. So you'll be able to penetrate creation and explore it, investigate it. And for now, nothing you know.
So when we talk about the big vessels of the Amalek, it's only in spirituality and spiritual attainment?
Of course. What else? We are in the world of beasts, of animals, and there's nothing more than that. We care about our physical existence, this animate existence of the flesh, and that's it. More than that, we can't feel reality more than that. So, in place of that, we better learn something.
Okay, so we're reading Peace in the World. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist, and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it, because any observation...
And we don't do it, typically. We just want anything negative to erase it, delete it, burn it, do whatever you can so it stops existing. No, you have to first look at all of reality and say, anything bad that I see is not, so I would not want to see it. So I would erase it. No. I have to correct it. I have to bring it to the correct form. Beneficial form, a good form. We have to understand what is this form, but... relate in such a negative way where there's no right to exist for every phenomenon. It could be that anti-Semite, as they said here, and fascists, and anything and everything, each and every inclination in everyone. If it exists, it's only so that we would correct it, bring it to the good. So we have to scrutinize how to relate to reality, how to see all those things as ready for correction. What does it mean that we need to correct them? And what is their true corrected form? How they are connected and mutual help, and they join one another as a perfect puzzle set.
Ну вот на примере того же антисемитизма, ну мы как
well, for example, antisemitism. We understand that it's something that needs to be corrected, but suppose it becomes revealed in the world in some aggressive way, we won't be able to agree with it, right?
Correct it, why not? Correct it. But one does not interfere with the other. One does not interfere with the other. I know that the Ukrainians are quite anti-Semitic, between us. They're quite anti-Semitic. We have examples for that and enough for it. But together with that, it doesn't interfere with me considering them with their difficult state and wish them well. And compared to that, the Russian people who are against them and someone else, we need to see those things as needing to exist in the world in order to support one another and bring the world to balance. Wholeness is revealed in balance between the forces. There's no positive and negative. Rather, they come to such states between them that establish wholeness. Wholeness cannot be only using the good force, but specifically from good and bad forces that work together towards attaining the wholeness. But only in this way, we as created beings reveal the Creator. That's why the Creator, so when we acquire the positive force relative to the negative force in us, then we compile the system and are ready to meet him. Although he's all good, but for us, we cannot get to know him before we balance the good and the bad. And according to this device that we're building called a soul, only according to that we can locate him and feel him. We'll talk about it.
We're talking about changing our perception of reality, that being the correction, but in the meantime, I have to prevent wars, anti-Semitism.
Of course, you have to kill him first.
So all the bad and harmful things in the world, what I do about them until I correct them? I have to act against it.
You have to work, you have to prevent the bad from spreading.
On the one hand, not to touch it, and on...
No, what do you mean, not to touch it? If someone comes to kill you, you have to get up and kill him first. It's written in the Torah.
So if there is a war now,
you
need to
participate in it. Of course, you've seen how many wars we had in history. And they were managed by prophets, by great Kabbalists as well.
But where's the boundary that it has the right to exist and you can't touch it, and you have to stop it at any cost?
One who is corrected, he can see it. Well, you're asking me that to give you some instrument by which you can understand in what way you can bring the world to peace, to wholeness. Only by disseminating the correct system.
What is to correct it? To bring it, to reform it, and to bring it corrected. What is to correct?
To correct means to bring it to wholeness, to completeness. No one wants to destroy the other, but he sees in the other a key for his own existence.
When I see something negative, I don't touch it, I just complete. I add.
Yes. But he writes about it. That even the most harmful in the world has a right to exist and must not be destroyed, and we must only mend and reform it. You read it.
He wrote it.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Peter 1. Питер.
Да. Если я вижу что-то негативное в мире, например, да, какой-то теракт, как в Америке.
If I see something negative in the world, let's say some like this terrorist event that just took place, the question is how can I prevent it in the future, let's say, or something like that, or what for a Kabbalist? What question does rises in him when he sees it?
There's a problem in the world where the positive and negative, seemingly negative forces are out of balance. And we need to work on it. Yes? The problem is in the balance between the negative and positive, because there is no negative and positive in a balanced system. Rather, both are working in one direction, the attainment of the goal. Okay.
German 4.
Dear Raf, hello worldly. Regarding the method of correction, how can I pass it on that is in our hands? It seems that everyone is only doubting.
To pass the method of correction is possible to do by learning about it and explaining it further to a wider audience. That's why you need as much as possible to open more external circles in order to teach there the words of Baal HaSulam. These articles that we are learning are not speaking of the inner work in the person, but rather they speak more generally in a way that can be explained to external people who are not concerned with the correction of the soul. They don't have those reshimo that awaken in this, this way. Okay, Dudi, are you going to read?
Yes, but it seems that it is even hard for my own tent to pass it on.
We'll advance and you'll understand what to do, Dudi.
Second
paragraph.
The
observing creation reminds us of the complete creation. Hence, we need to understand that we should be cautious in looking at any flaw in creation and to say that it's redundant and unnecessary. As through this, there is a slanderous effect on its operator, its maker.
Don't say anything bad about the Creator or something. Rather, there is something wrong in your perception. It appears to you that there is an unbalanced reality here. Forces that are not working according to justice, the way it appears to you. So don't think that this is truly so, but it's possible that this is your own internal imbalance, and that's what it's showing you.
Next.
It is common knowledge that the Creator did not complete creation when He created it, and we can see in every corner of reality, both in the general and in the particular, that it abides by laws of gradual development from absence to completion of its growth. For this reason, when the fruit tastes bitter in the beginning of its growth, we do not consider it a flaw in the fruit, since we all know the reason, and that is that the fruit has not completed its development. So it is in every element of reality. When an element seems to us as bad and harmful, it is but a self-testimony of that element, that it is still in a transition phase in the process of its development. Hence, we must not decide that it is bad, and it is not wise for us to cast a flaw in it.
We have to understand that whatever we see the entire process that is unfolding before us, a dynamic process in our development. And so we can't say about something that it is, this final state is good or bad. Rather, we can determine it only for the time being and only do it from within our development as much as we can see it, according to how it appears to us. So we have a problem to even determine anything in this world, if it's good or bad. Rather, anything that is present has to be there. And we only have to learn from it the stages that we have to go through in our development in order to bring each and every state to its complete state. No questions. Yes, Dudi.
I'm sorry, I have questions about this. He says that the Creator did not complete creation.
Of course not. We have to do it. The Creator corrupted creation. Creator completed creation. Creator created creation. Bria, Baal, outside of him, outside of wholeness. All of creation is outside of wholeness. It's a collection of broken things, various fragments and parts, and these broken parts are in a broken relationship between them, and that's what he did for us. And we need to take this Lego set, this puzzle, we need to begin to collect it nicely, together with the Creator. Of course, he's not running away, he's willing to be our partner. But we have to manage this collection of fragments, of broken pieces, in order to bring them all to correction. Imagine that there's a child here, a baby, well, not a baby, a toddler, who is looking at all those broken pieces, and from that, he assembles all of reality, still vegetative, animate, and speaking in such a way that it's the entire world. And this little child must collect all these parts to one complete form. That's our state, that's our work. And that's what the Creator is expecting of us.
So the completion is the assembly of all the parts?
Yes, yes, the correct assembly.
There are questions from women if you want.
I see that men are totally lazy about asking. Women.
West Stein, Katuv.
West 2, it is written, and even the most harmful things in the world has a right to exist, and we should not remove it from the world completely. But we should only correct it and to bring it to and reform it. How can you behave that way in the world? Does this not contradict the one who comes to kill you, rise before him and kill him?
No, if he's preventing you from living and correcting, then you have to perform a counteraction. That is clear. You don't need to let the other do whatever he wants with my life. Rather, everyone has a free choice. Each one has to exist in such a way that he's performing actions and he's bringing the world to the corrected state.
Chovot 1, when we see all the disasters, wars, murders, we simply are in disagreement with the Creator. How the fact that we're saying to correct and to feel the Creator as the good that does good with that.
If we were in balance with the Creator, even not in the end of correction, let's say right now you stop all of development and you correct what is broken now, what is now appearing as broken, you will discover a state that is in balance. Meaning, what's the question? What's the problem here? That whatever we see what is revealed for the time being. So please, you have to try and correct what is now revealed as the negative states, corrupt states. Start connecting them together. That's what they're missing. You cannot correct each and every state. Rather, you can correct it in connection with the adjacent states, other forces that are in contact with him. That's what we need to do. We need to have the correct connections between the states. Between the states, between the forms that exist in the world. We only need to connect them correctly.
It's not clear how, if I see war and disasters, how I
What you need to do, there wouldn't be a war if everyone understood how they exist, why they exist, what's the need for their existence. There would be no war. What you're seeing is a result of, you see the war that is taking place as a result of you not participating in your corrections.
Also from PT2 they're asking that we should only correct and reform for each and everything. So what does it mean that a person can correct something that's not himself? How?
We do not correct ourselves. We correct the relationships between us. Next.
Unity.
From unity. What does it mean that the forces are not balanced? That when the forces will be balanced, when they are, will we not feel the bad, or the bad will be felt as good?
When the forces will be balanced, the good and bad will participate together in the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. The evil will be as the coarseness in the partsuf of the soul, and the good will be the refinement in the partsuf of the soul, and the good and the bad will work together for the revelation of the light in the general soul.
Women
Hebrew, how do we acquire vessels, and how will the Creator open up for us an opening for dissemination?
We acquire vessels by taking those desires of ours that we reveal now that are in opposition between us. We ask the Creator to correct them so they will be in connection between us. That's the correction. And as a result of that, we will feel in the, inside the correction, the Creator, which is connecting us, and that's how we'll advance.
How will the Creator open, make an opening for us for dissemination?
If we want it, and if we get out to the wide world as much as possible, and we pray to Him, to reveal to us opportunities for dissemination, so we would be successful in dissemination, then it will happen. But before we make any effort, there's no one to help.
If everything depends on me, what does it mean that there are other shattered parts of me?
The whole world is made up of your broken fragments.
So what does it mean that it depends on me if there are other parts that are not me? It depends on them.
If I see bad in the world, in place of the world of Ensof, it means that I see my broken part.
And what's dependent on me?
What depends on me is to connect with the friends, men or women, and bring us to such connection that we will discover the Creator between us.
Kafkaz 1.
If the war is unripened fruit, how does it need to ripen?
Through our attitude towards it. We want to stop the war. We want everyone to understand the purpose of creation and the state we're in.
PT2. How can a person who's an attainment capable of carrying the degrees of suffering of all of humanity, what balances that feeling of suffering?
His connection to the Creator gives him the power to tolerate it, to suffer it.
USA 3,
how do we do the internal work in order to see everyone in the whole world except for me as corrected. And to see the suffering and the lack of completion, perfection,
this all depends on how much we arrange ourselves in the connection between us. If we arrange ourselves and connect between us, and we're open to the Creator, or our face is towards Him, then there's no problem whatsoever. No problem. We can see the world from one end to the other in all kinds of states and the connections between them, and then we won't have any problems and questions. You have more?
Yes. First of all, we need to correct ourselves in the 10 and then to care for the world. Otherwise, we will harm the world. What does it mean to correct myself first and then to care for the world?
So I'll have the correct view. So I'll connect to the friends as much as I can. As much as I can deliver myself to the society, to the 10, and only in this way I'll be able to correct myself correctly and turn correctly towards the world. I need to balance myself first. My vessel should be balanced. It won't be egoistic. Otherwise, with my egoistic power, I'll relate to reality. What will I see in it, other than a copy of myself?
A question from Chile. When you say they will blame us, anti-Semitism increases, what should the thought or the arvut need to be of the members of Bnei Baruch that don't have Jewish roots from birth?
It doesn't matter. A long time ago, there were no Jews until they accepted this method, and then they called themselves Jews, people of Israel, and so on and so forth. So they were not Jews back then, they were just residents of Babylon, like everyone. You have to understand that this thing is equal to everyone. We need to bring ourselves to a state where we publicize those ideas, as the Wisdom of Kabbalah says. Baal Salam also writes, there's no nationality here. It's written for everyone in the world that we must participate in the correction of the world because it is our world. What difference does it make through whom is it coming to us? We already see that there's a group called the Jews, and it's very prominent all over the world. It appears everywhere, and it has its hand in everything, and you cannot erase it. So let's understand what its role. And this group does not belong to a certain nationality. It does not belong to any nationality. It is built, just like in Babylon, from representatives of all the nations of the world.
So how can the friend look at herself relative to anti-Semitism? Because it's something that's aimed towards her as well?
Of course. She needs to look at those things from the perspective of the correction of the entire world, the connection of the entire world, and rise above these definitions of nationalities.
That's all I managed.
Okay, good. So what do I want to tell you? Thank you again to the women for their participation. It was very important yesterday. Women always add a great deal of color and power. And I'll be happy to have more events like that. And also for women to participate. Chaderavan.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. As Kabbalah students, when we see something bad, on one hand we need to battle it with all our might, and on the other hand to see a necessary degree for correction in it. Is that correct?
Yes.
If so, is it considered a correction?
Yes. We need to lament the revelation of the evil and to want to correct it. Just the desire is already enough. But not completely. There are other things that you can maybe add, but nevertheless, with our desire, we correct our attitude toward the action that appears as bad. And then we participate in the correction of the world.
Tov, piti 29.
The question is whether we can relate when we see unbound states, we see something bad, that this points to a certain correction that we need to do specifically in the 10. Can we relate it to it this way?
No, I don't think so. I can't say this is so. In any case, we need to take care of the 10 on top of everything that's revealed and in the direction of correction, the general correction. That should be the general direction. I think we're going to conclude in this. Didi, please.
We have two announcements. We want to announce something very happy, a world meal that will take place physically in our building this coming Friday on June 3rd. Here, this is not the right one. Yes, from 3 to 4 afternoon Friday. Of course, it will be broadcasted and translated. Details for registration for whoever is coming physically will be sent out soon. A second announcement, our recorded programs for today at 10 a.m. Israel time, a news program with Rav Lightman, and at 10:35, content team with Rav Lightman. We'll conclude, and good day.
Thank you.
Every corner of the world we've been searching, together following the scent that leads to life. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. It's you that lights our hearts, it's you that shines in us forever. Every broken part, it's you that binds us all together. It's you that lights our hearts, forever in a place beyond the veil.
Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise. Gonna find a way to go above my reason. Gonna find a way to love outside myself. Through each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves.
Together we rise, 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 together we rise. Together we rise, a place beyond the veil.
Together we rise, together we rise.